Yeah, what's going on, y'all? This is Ace. Thanks again for tuning in to the Trap Life with Ace. This is episode 10. It's crazy how time is flying. This is actually episode 10. We're in the double digits now. Definitely shout out to everybody who's been tuning in, plugging in. I'd like to give a big shout out to a brother by the name of Hase Phillips. He's been supporting this podcast. He's been showing love. He's been liking the podcast. He's been asking questions. He's been staying dedicated. So I want to give him a shout out for that. And definitely, if you don't mind, please go share the podcast, share with your friends and family, aspiring entrepreneurs, current business owners, whoever you think may find some value in some of the things that we speak about today, or some of the things that we speak about in this podcast. So definitely appreciate all the love, guys. So today is going to be a brief podcast about overcoming obstacles as an entrepreneur. In a previous episode, I went into a discussion about staying motivated, and motivation is good, of course, and you know, motivation helps you get out of the bed in the morning. Motivation helps you get in front of the computer, whatever, however you're working. Of course, we're talking about building businesses online, so we're talking about getting on your computer, getting on your cell phone, and actually pursuing your entrepreneurial goals and dreams through these particular mediums. So, you know, you got to stay motivated in the face of obstacles. So I was watching a program on Showtime, and it was about these two guys who broke out of jail, so in upstate New York. So you're probably familiar with the story about with those two prisoners. I believe Dannemora was the name of the institution that they escaped from, and the name of the program was Escape from Dannemora. And these two guys came up with this big plot and plan to manipulate a couple of the correctional officers that were in that prison. And both of them are actually serving life sentences for committing murder. Both of them were convicted murderers. And they came up with this scheme to escape out of prison. And one of the things that they had to do was they had to cut through metal walls. They had to break through brick walls and then cut through pipes, and crawl through pipes. So you could imagine, you know, what kind of motivation it took, right? And this motivation was them actually being able to escape prison, and they ended up getting caught at the end. One of them is still alive, and one of the investigators asked him, you know, how did you do it? You know, you cut through quarter half inch thick steel with handmade tools, and you broke through concrete and brick walls, and you cut through steam pipes to escape out of this prison. You know, how did you do that? And you know, how were you able to accomplish these things? She was almost in awe of what he was able to do, and he said, "I was motivated to escape, and that motivation was enough." To that, all of the things that we had to go through to get out were merely obstacles to the end goal. The end goal, of course, being escaping prison. So what does that have to do with entrepreneurship? The end of the day is you want to escape out of your current situation. You want to improve your current situation. You want to reach higher heights. You want to reach goals that some believe are unattainable. If you believe, or if you listen to a lot of your peers, and you listen to media, and you listen to the world out there, the world might tell you that, hey, you're not going to be able to accomplish this. It's too hard. It's too much. Too many obstacles. You're going to face too much adversity. But if your life depended on it, would you go through the necessary steps to guarantee your success? If your life depended on it. That is a really good question to ask any entrepreneur. What if your success determined you living or not living? What if your life depended on you being able to be successful as an entrepreneur? If that's the case, would there be any kind of obstacles and all those obstacles enough to prevent you from reaching your goals? It's a really good question. What if your life depended on it? These guys, their life, their future depended on. And I'm not justifying anything that they did. An awe-inspiring story is still an awe-inspiring story. The premise of the story, these two guys, did not deserve to be free. But in their view, in their eyes, their life depended on this. And they were willing to take all the risk associated with escaping prison. They were willing to undergo all of those things and overcome those obstacles. So you want to put that on your dream board, or you might want to put that on your whiteboard at home or your notebook, wherever you write your thoughts and your ideas, and just put it at the top of your page. What if my life depended on this? What if I didn't do this, I would cease to live the life that I want to live? What is it really worth to you? Because if it's not worth you seeing it that seriously or putting such a priority on it, then you're probably not going to get or attain your goals. Some people don't want to work a 9-to-5. Some people want to go on several vacations a year and they just want to sit up in their bed or, enjoy their time with their friends and family. But I can guarantee you, y'all, as an entrepreneur, there's going to be some times where you're going to, almost pull your hair out and say, man, this is getting crazy. I've faced that situation several times, and still to this day, I face situations such as overcoming obstacles that I'm faced with. If there's a problem that needs to be solved, how do these things get solved? I may have mentioned in the previous podcast that I'm building out a new site and I'm building out these different things, and I'm coming up against obstacles, placing ads for certain products and certain things that I want to sell, and those ads not being approved, and figuring out ways to change the ad copy around so that it does get approved. Facebook, and if you advertise on Facebook has a lot of restrictions now. They've come under the gun for user privacy, so they're being extra they're scrutinizing ads more carefully than they did in the past. And sometimes you may overlook that you not maybe not be following this particular guidelines, and you build your whole advertising campaign based on what may have worked before, and all of a sudden now it doesn't work anymore because Facebook has restricted certain ad copy and things like that. What do you do? What do you do if you've built an email list and the auto-responding software that you're using shuts your list down? Well, you may have had 100 or 200,000 people on that list that you're gaining income from, and they shut you down. Or what about if you're running an e-commerce store and you receive a few $100,000 in through your PayPal account, and PayPal says, man, you're making too much money too fast. We're gonna put this money on hold for 90 days. How do you overcome? How do you not give up when adversity, such as those examples that I just gave, smack you in the face, punch you in the gut? It's heartbreaking. When you run a successful campaign at $70,000-$100,000 in a weekend, and PayPal says, "Oh, slow down! What are you doing? What is this about? We need to take a second look at what you're doing, and before we can release this money, we need to verify that this is all legitimate." And you, as a business owner, you know it's legitimate. You've worked for months, probably years, to get to that point where you've perfected your sales copy. You've perfected your website, you've perfected optimizing your ads, you perfected scaling your ads, you perfected all of these things, and it may have taken you a long time to do so. And as the and at the time that all of these things are now working in your favor, you're faced with another obstacle, and that's your payment processor, your merchant processor shutting down your accounts and saying, slow down. How do you overcome? First, you should understand that you're successful with gaining such income in such a short period of time. That means that something that you're doing is right. PayPal may be shutting it down, but you also understand that if you can do it once, you can do it twice. And you could do it a third and a fourth and a fifth time. And then you go out and you find other merchant providers, and you find out that their rules are less stringent because they're not such a large company where they've faced or they've been a part of a lot of fraud in the past. So, you know, we don't blame PayPal for what they do. PayPal is one of the largest payment processors in the world. So you was at, you know, $700,000 that you may have made in the weekend, to them, that's a small drop in the bucket, because they've also seen instances in the past where millions of dollars were raised for very negative campaigns. You know, we're talking about terrorist campaigns and all kind of different things that they've seen. So they have restrictions, and you have to be able to overcome those things. You have to be able to face that adversity and say, I'm going to figure out another way. There really is no one path to your success. Obstacles will come. A wall will be put up. You either climb that wall, go around it, go under it, or bust right through it. There's really options out there for entrepreneurs who understand that their success relies on their ability to overcome these obstacles. So then it goes beyond motivation. It goes beyond positive thoughts and positive belief. It then goes into the bag of being a problem solver. Understanding the problem, how it came about, where it stems from, and what your other options are to overcome that problem. And doing the research and reaching out to other entrepreneurs and reaching out to other business owners and finding out what they may have done and when they came across those obstacles. So having a network around you is necessary. And I want to be a part of your network. Ask me your questions. If you come up against these obstacles, hit me up. I'm more than happy to help, because if I can help one, that means that I'm preparing myself to be helped by another. Because as you go through your journey as an entrepreneur, and as I go through my journey as an entrepreneur, and we face different obstacles or similar obstacles, we can bounce ideas off of each other. But you never know what's out there unless you reach out. So go beyond motivation and then go into the process of being able to solve problems by reaching out to your network, doing your research, going into different forums and blogs and reading and finding out how others were able to overcome these same obstacles that you're facing now. Because there is nothing new under the sun. What you're facing today, someone faced it yesterday or a year ago, and they figured out a way to get around it. They figured out a way to solve that problem that you're currently facing. So just reach out. Reach out. So as I mentioned, this is going to be a brief episode. And it was all about obstacles and busting through those walls and cutting through those metal pipes and cutting through those metal walls that are holding you back from being able to accomplish your goals and dreams as an entrepreneur. And I believe that the true solution to being able to overcome those obstacles is to be open-minded and become a problem solver and figure out ways to accomplish your goals by asking questions of others who have come before you. So reach out to me, hit me up at Trep Life Ace. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just hit me up and let me know what some of those obstacles are that you've come across and how you were able to overcome those. Or if you're currently going through one, I'll be happy to help navigate through that with you. This is all a part of the process of what Trep Life is all about. It is about the life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence. So let's continue to push forward and accomplish our goals and dreams as business owners and entrepreneurs out here. I'm glad that you're tuning in. I'm glad that you guys are enjoying these episodes. Keep me motivated by engaging with me in some of the topics that we've discussed so far. And also let me know what other topics you'd like to be covered in the future. So stay plugged in. Like I said, hit me up at Trep Life everywhere, at Trep Life Ace on all platforms. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon. Peace.